Chapter 20.
Welcome, my human friends. You are made of tougher stuff than I expected.
Up close, the voice was unbearable. Jason covered his ears and dropped to his knees. He couldn't look. Part of it was the brightness, so intense that it seemed to burn through his eyes. But mainly Jason was shielding himself from the very appearance of the plutonium boss. The first underboss had been a hideous, boiling mass of nuclear matter. The others had been horrible mutations of pet animals, but they were nothing. In fact, compared to the plutonium boss, they were almost beautiful. Through slitted eyes, Jason forced himself to look at his nemesis, the monster who had destroyed his beloved Fred. First, there was the head the size of a building. Two huge muscle lumps were where the eyes should have been. Fleshy folds rippled down the center of the head, ending in a gruesome mouth surrounded by horns. The mouth was in constant motion, dripping fireballs, revealing jagged, dagger-like teeth. Its chin tapped the ground, sending out sparks. The head had no body. Instead, two muscular legs jutted out from each side. They curved outward, then hooked downward to the ground. At the knee joints, sharp spikes glistened. Gnarled feet clutched the ground with wide, sharp claws.
"What's the matter?" the plutonium boss taunted, fire spitting from its mouth. "Do you not find me attractive?"
"Get it away from me," Alex said. "I hate rats." Jason looked at his friend. "Rats? Where do you see—"
"Silence!" the plutonium boss cut him off. "I must admit, I underestimated you humans. You have proven to be much, much stronger than expected. What you did was a feat of courage and cunning. Perhaps you are now afraid that your journey is in vain, that I will simply vanquish you right now. But you are wrong. I intend to reward you."
Jason and Alex exchanged an uneasy glance.
"For this honor, I have chosen only one other person."
Rocking from foot to foot, the plutonium boss stepped aside. Jason and Alex both froze. Neither of them had paid attention to what was behind the plutonium boss. Now they saw. It was a white, curved wall stretching out and away from them on both sides for what looked like miles. In the center of it was a giant metal door covered with gauges, switches, and pipes. Chained to one of the pipes, looking haggard and exhausted, was Eve.
"Jason," she said. Her voice was hoarse. "He is a rat," to Alex.
"To me, he is a horrible flying predator from Singar L. To you, he's something else. The plutonium boss actually has no form visible to the naked eye. He takes the shape of something that he knows will frighten you. For each person, the form is different." Jason didn't know what to say. Was she real? She had to be. The plutonium boss had no need to fake him out anymore. He turned to the boss and drew his gun.
"You rotten coward!"
"Jason, no!" Alex shouted. "He'll kill us all!" Jason ignored his friend. He fired. The plutonium boss took the full force of the laser blast. Nothing happened. There was no color change, no scream of pain. He simply opened his mouth. Out flew a brilliant flare of light. It shot directly toward Jason's hand. The gun went flying away and clattered on the floor.
"Yah!"
Jason looked down at his hand. It was untouched, except for a slight black mark where the gun had been. The plutonium boss's laugh once again assaulted his senses.
"A peculiar way to show gratitude, especially after I have deemed you worthy to test my new creation."
"What are you talking about?" Alex stammered.
"The structure before you is my cyclotron. With it, I will be able to accelerate my plans for the Earth. No more waiting around for eons like I did at Signar L. I will be able to create enough atomic energy to wipe out the planet immediately."
He roared with self-satisfaction.
"However, in my haste to build it, I have not been able to test it adequately. I need a few volunteers. Say 3.
"Count me out," Alex snapped. "Just point me to the nearest blowhole and I'm out of here." Suddenly, Alex began moving toward the cyclotron, not walking, not running. His feet were dragging on the ground as if he were being pulled.
"Hey!"
Alex's upper body struggled to throw itself in the opposite direction.
"Hey, what's going on?"
Jason looked down. The same thing was happening to him. His eyes widened with terror as the cyclotron loomed closer. Suddenly, some of the switches on the door started to move by themselves. A whirring noise began. A red neon sign flashed, "Cycle beginning." The dull green glow around them diminished. Even the plutonium boss seemed to become duller, lighter color. The cyclotron was sapping the energy of the entire underworld. The radiation from the walls, the power of the robots, all of it was being drawn into the white machine before them. All of it was collecting inside the door.
"No!"
Jason and Alex shouted as they were drawn closer. But there was no defense. In seconds, they would be ripped apart without a trace.